Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We'll read these verses again. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Merry Christmas to you and a blessed New Year in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Did you realize we're still in the Christmas season? Maybe you noticed in the bulletin about Jim and Susan Kaiser that in Ethiopia they're going to celebrate Christmas on January 7th. In many parts of Europe, they celebrate on January 6th the fact that Jesus Christ is Savior, Lord, and Redeemer. Often we call January 6th the Christmas of the Gentiles. Some of my generation in America and others in Europe thought of the December 31st as Sylvester Eve. I don't know if any of you remember that. Actually, it was named after a pope, Pope Sylvester. He was buried on December 31st, 335. Little is known about him. One story is that he was cured of leprosy. In our country, and some, maybe you had this too, in some churches I served, we had a watch night party on December 31st. We'd gather at the church maybe 9 o'clock at night. We'd play some games. We had food, of course. And then getting close to midnight, there was a devotion. There was a ringing of the church bell. Then we bade each other a Happy New Year and went home to start the new year. In some churches where I served, we had a remembrance service on December 31st. We would listen to the bulletin, those people who had been baptized and had a special section about that, responsive readings or scripture and hymn, then confirmation and marriages and of course, funerals. Hymns related to the occasion were part of it. And we also, at the end of the service, dedicated the new year to the worship and service of the triune God. And on the calendar, New Year's Day is called Circumcision in the Name of Jesus. On the eighth day, he began to fulfill the law for us. He was circumcised and given the name of Jesus, which the angel had said he should be called. In the powerful name of Jesus, many miracles have done. In the powerful name of Jesus, we are saved. You have sung many times a hymn, Jesus' name of wondrous love. Name all other names above, unto which must every knee bow in deep humility. Jesus' only name that is given under all the mighty heaven, whereby those to sin enslaved burst their fetters and are saved. At the time of Jesus' ministry, people, boys, children, and girls, children, started to be baptized in the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Many were brought to saving faith through the waters of baptism. Others of you, I'm not sure how many of you were brought to faith earlier through the scripture, teaching of scripture and other instruction. But for those baptized as infancy, there's forgiveness of sins, there's creation of faith, there's assurance of eternal life by grace and through faith. We receive gifts, gifts of the Spirit. We receive the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, and more. Now to the presentation of Jesus. It was on the 40th day of his life, as well as the purification of Mary. In the purification rite, Mary brought two turtle doves or two young pigeons. She also brought a redemption price of about $3 in 1947 dollars. In today's money, that's $33.78. The firstborn of every household needed to be redeemed. For the purification of Mary, besides the birds that she brought, she also brought about 85 cents in 1947 dollars that was put into the treasury box. Jesus, as a firstborn, was to be dedicated to the Lord. Yes, he dedicated himself to the service of Jehovah by offering himself as for the sins of the world, presented that day as our high priest. As our high priest, he would live a perfect life, suffer and die, and rise again. So all the sins of the world were paid for, and those who believed would not perish, but would have everlasting life. The Holy Spirit, in some way, caused Simeon to realize he was not going to see death until he had seen the Savior of the world. Can imagine the Holy Spirit then moving him to be in the temple on that day when Joseph and Mary came bearing the child Jesus with them. And he went up to them to perform what we read about before. He looked for the consolation of Israel. In Isaiah 40, we hear, "Comfort, comfort ye my people." Speaking comfortably, says the voice. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight of the desert a highway for our God." John the Baptist would be the one Jesus used to prepare the way for Jesus' coming with his saving ministry. A few chapters later in Isaiah, we read, "Sing for joy, O heavens. Exalt, O earth. Bring forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people who have consolation on his afflicted." We can say that comfort and consolation came in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Simeon was able to take the child up in his arms and say, "Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace." His wish was granted. He had seen his Savior. At God's right time, God would call him home to be with him in heaven. He would thank the Lord for that salvation. What he spoke is called the Nunc Dimittis, and there are three times in the church usage that we have it. Perhaps the one that you remember most is following communion. We often would sing, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace." It's written in other words, "Now, Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled." Or thank the Lord and sing his praise. Tell everyone what he has done. So we thank them for the forgiveness and strengthening we have received. I may use it in a service for the sick and dying. There's different times I've been in a room where a person was in the act of dying or very shortly would. And so I use what some people call the Lutheran last rite. There are scriptures, there's prayers, and then also the words, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace." And so we're preparing the person for that time when God would be calling him home. And also you remember in the funeral liturgy, toward the end of the service, we say, "I am the resurrection and the life," and then the words of this Nunc Dimittis to assure us again that by grace and through faith, this person who has died is with the Lord and will be in heaven. What did some people say at the end of their lives? I thought of Jacob. This is not exactly the end of his life, but remember, he was separated from his son Joseph for many years. When he finally was able to see him again, he said words like this, "Now let me die, since I have seen you, seen your face." Jacob would live several years in the land of Goshen with his family. But before they would depart from him, to each of his sons, he gave some kind of prophecy about what would happen to them or some kind of blessing for them. The Apostle Paul at one time said he felt he would like to go on to heaven, but he knew it was the Lord's wish whether he would continue here or go on. "I would desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better." Later on in that same chapter, or same book of Philippians, he had said, "I have fought the good fight, I have kept the faith." And the message then of the Lord, the message of today, is summed up in the song, "Jesus loves me, Jesus loves little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Jesus is a light to lighten the Gentiles. At one time, Africa was called the Dark Continent. It was called the Dark Continent because many people in Africa did not know the Savior. And so the mission work has been done and continued to be done. Lutheran Bible translators are especially busy, not only in Africa, but in other parts of the world. What is the darkest continent today? Some of the Africans felt maybe the United States was. Some years ago we heard about some Africans thinking, well, let's send some missionaries to the United States. It looks like they need to hear about the Savior, Jesus. There are several mission hymns. One that sort of fits with today's message is, "Rise, O Light of Gentile Nations, Jesus, Bright and Morning Star." It tells about Jesus bringing freedom to the captives. People are captive to sin until Jesus finds them, frees them for eternal life. Thank God for that spiritual freedom Holy Spirit is bringing in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Well, what can we do? I'm sure you'll think of many more than what I mentioned here, but we can be witnesses of our faith by what we say and by what we do. If you have the opportunity, what would you tell people about Jesus? What would you say that Jesus means to you? And we can pray for other people in their homes or when they're away from us. I received some very beautiful Christian messages on Facebook. How wonderful it is that they would proclaim their faith on this big avenue of mission. So we ask God for the help in their witness for him. At one time, I corresponded with a seminary classroom. He happened to be stationed in Kowloon. Remember, Kowloon is like a twin city to Hong Kong. He told me, first of all, that people came to his service. There's one couple that came maybe 20 miles. They kept on coming even though they realized their life was in danger when they came. They weren't sure if they would get home alive, but they kept on coming because of the powerful message that he had. But he said one communist looked through the hymnal, the Lutheran hymnal. They said, "There's only one hymn in your hymnal that talks about the working man." And so at that time, the Synod generated more hymns related to people working, people serving the Lord with their everyday life. And of course, we would continue to sing, "With the Lord, begin thy task, Jesus will direct it." And finally, as we begin to enter 2019, we say, "Father, let me dedicate all this year to thee." At the same time, we once again thank and praise God for all the blessings of body and soul he gave us during the year 2018. To him alone be the glory. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus, unto life everlasting. Amen. We sing.